The experience the Lord died on the cross and resurrected the third day. Now listen to the scripture. As mentioned before, and the pastor had a special meeting in a commemoration and the fifth anniversary of his return to heaven, and also the that flower we brought from that meeting. So I know, and several places that flower is put. We got a great time. And personally, the next year, the sixth year, and usually we don't, but not just a special meeting. All of us got together and a love feast, and we wish to have a time of fellowship. And so I'm so glad to have a blessing time. Now, today's passage and the Old Testament and the Book of Judges and the story of Gideon. And Gideon was told by God, focus on verse 14. And the go with the strength you have and gave to save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? And Gideon was told by God. He himself went the first in the 32 and the southern people, and finally with 300 soldiers he went out and he won. And a little bit of text, and that in the book of Joshua in chapter 1, and in the beginning the Moses died, and toward Joshua then God said, go. At that time, and it was described Moses dead. Because even if he already knew Moses did, but he said, he didn't deny Jesus, Moses. So he wanted to say the time of Moses end, and toward Joshua, you have God's given calling you have. So new age. So because and Moses calling, God's calling to Moses was and leading 4 million people and people in the people in the wilderness 400 years. But and Jesus, God wanted to Joshua to do his to deal with God's given calling to him, not just to do after Moses. Because Joshua, and it's a time to capture the land of Canaan. So same thing can be said with us. And sometime, the time of training, and some, and the fulfillment of God's word. But some, we try to go forward. But, you know, even if we try to head, and, you know, some people stick to your past, and but God work everything for your good. But if you stick to our past, if you focus on the past, we can't head before. So be careful for that. Even the one person in the obedience to God's word, when, with the obedience to God, we make a one step forward and big change we face. For example, Book of Isaiah, and do you know how many chapters and Book of Isaiah has? And how many chapters? So 66 chapters. So that 3 times 7, 9 and 27, and because you know New Testament 27, and until so first 39 chapters in the judgment, and the latter part is a blessing. And then many scholars said, and the Book of Isaiah is divided by different writer, but it means by God, and even one person changed, and one person can foretell the future. And because you know, and the meaning is so different, meaning change, and you know, in one book, and we can find a big change. So the scholar says, and the two different writers wrote, but With our church group, we know we enter the land of the time of the capturing the land. So, in the company with the church you belong to, and I know you already enter and the time to capture. And so, at that time, and Joshua was mentioned, Moses died. Even Moses was a great leader, you don't follow Moses. So same thing can be said with us. If we stick to our past, and we can find out the way God tried to lead us. So I don't know why, but before entering today's passage, I wanted to say, because some are related to today's passage. So Book of Judges, focus on chapter 14, I want to deliver the message. I said, let me say again, the Lord said, turn to him. Him means Gideon. Said, go into in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? In the three words, go in the strength you have. The first, the strength you have, what? So, when we read the latter part, verse 15, Gideon said, and how can I save Israel? And he said, he means I can't, because my clan is the weakest in the Manasseh. The Manasseh is in 12 tribe, and I don't think it's not outstanding. Judah, tribe of Judah, is you know, Jesus came out of, and Benjamin is the strength, and Ephraim, the Manasseh is not so outstanding tribe. But even that not outstanding tribe, and his clan is weakest. And also, he's a least. So it means he doesn't have any power, strength, and experience. But before that, and when just before, and Gideon was mentioned by God, and verse 11, the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah. At that time, and Gideon, and left from the run away from Midian because scared Midian, and he was threshing and wheat in a wine press, because it means he was hiding. He hid by himself. He hid himself. It means he ran away from Midian and he hid himself because he was afraid. He was in a wine press. He was facing wheat, because he's from Manasseh tribe, and he's weakest and he's least. And he was afraid in the Midian, and he hid himself in the wine press. He was facing wheat. But, and God said, go, and with that strength. And he didn't say, after you are stronger and go. No, it's a very important point. And the Great Commission was mentioned to disciples at that time, and they were not baptized with the Holy Spirit, they were weak. But towards that, those disciples, Jesus said, go into the world to preach gospel. So, and you need the strength, so Holy Spirit to come. After you receive, it's okay, you are going. But here, God said, go with the strength you have. But many people say, when we are told, I'm not enough, I have to do that, this, we try to do. So then that doesn't work well. But at that time, God said, it's enough, you go with the strength you have. Even, and he was, you know, he hid himself, and he ran away. But what he do, and he was told to save Israel out of Midian. Midian and the Persian, they were enemy to Israel. They were afraid, but he was afraid of Midian. He hid himself. But and God said, and save Israel out of Midian. So Jesus said impossible thing to Gideon. So same thing can be said with some. With us, but sometimes God mentions the things we consider it is impossible. But if God said it is impossible, but even the things God doesn't mention, if we try, but it is impossible. But and if once God tried to tell us in the key point whether we go forward or not, and the matter to save Israel out of Midian. impossible for that Gideon at that time. But Jesus said, and later he said, and Jesus said, am I not sending you? So, because I sent you, we are able. When God sent, and God's given, God's strengths are given, and God works in our weakness. Even we are lacking, God works. So, problem and the key is whether God sent or not. And school and the family and the job place, you are sent, and the region, you are sent, and God sent. And you, can you believe God sent you the place you are here now? No matter how you are now, no matter how problem you have, but because God sent you, God is with you. And someone said, Kawamura and testified last week, and she was hospitalized, but God sent, because he sent her, so she was blessed. God worked. So something comes with us, the place, and God sent us, and God worked. God is works, if we believe. Everyone, do you consider God placed you here in this church? It is true. Don't worry about it. I don't bind you. And once God says, I sent you out, I don't ask you to remain here forever. But now, those who believe God put you on this church, and God works in the job place, and the house, and the school. And, if you are sure God sent you, and God put you, I don't say you do your effort. If you believe so, God is working. For example, I use in the testimony Pastor Minami in Miyazaki, and because he has a part-time job in Kentucky Fried Chicken, and when he entered seminary in the saga, he had a part-time job in Kentucky, and after he came to our church as a seminary student, and but you know, he just still continued to work in Kentucky Fried Chicken in Nagasaki, but he didn't quit. Because God didn't tell him to quit. So, because he continued to work in Kentucky Fried Chicken, even and he was transferred to Saga Nagasaki, Miyazaki, and he was sure and that shop was God sent, so God is working. But Gideon was powerless. Because I sent you, you are all right. It is interesting. You know, later, Gideon asked, and Gideon make sure confirm whether it is from God or not. But I ask you to do the same thing when you face a very important time, so the marriage and finding a job, because Japan. So our custom, the once in the one job place we are hired, never quit. But just you know, about the mission field, it's true. Just you know, make confirmation from God if it is sure from God or not. Because the thing Gideon asked answered. So finally, and he started. But first, and toward the enemy, and he went out to make a fight. And 34 soldiers, and God said, too many. And if you find the people who are afraid, return them back. Then the 2,000 people, and they said, honestly, they were afraid, so they returned. And if you read chapter 7, we know. And spring holiday, when we visit Israel, we go. But we just, you know, God ordered him to check the people and let them and drink the water. But he said, if people do like this, let them go back. But and so finally 300 people demand, because and even the 30,000 and the people and the still not enough, but you know, God ordered him to make battle with 300 and the soldiers. It's a style, no way to win. But even the Gideon was so weak, and when God sent him out, and God led him to the weakest situation, because even God showed the Japan children's care house, but you know, and the company who won the prize to us, that company in the beginning, he said, and that company said, we offer the, we want to the pay the money, 40% of the orphanage ministry you built in Japan. But when they found out the price and the 300 million yen, and they say, and we don't have any burdensome to pay. So same thing can be said with us. Even God once says, and we are put in such situation. Even God says, you are healed, but you know, your symptom or condition getting worse. Such situation we face. But in Gideon's case, and Gideon received the word, and Gideon confirmed God, and after everything was said, and once he tried to go out, and his number of soldiers were decreased. Do you know? And if those who don't fear means, and someone said, if I say their names, and it's very clear to understand, but some people went to some place for visiting relatives, and they and the people who are led, and anyway, that person was scared of the visiting relatives, because and many people criticized her and her behavior. But and she went anyway, even if she was afraid, but she went. Then God worked, and she was so great. And because she turned her eyes to God, because she was made sure God sent her to that relative's meeting. And characteristic and the people who fear is they focus on people's evaluation, people's eyes. But when we focus on God's word and the God, and we don't fear condition and anything. If you say you don't have any fear, and I know outstandingly you are filled with the Holy Spirit, or I know everyone has a fear, and everyone has a fear with problem. But after that, whether we stand on faith or not, and decide whether we focus on God's word or not, or whether we prepare or not. So we had a special meeting in commemoration in the 5th anniversary of his lifting up to heaven, because we passed through the longest way, and we finally arrived in the very limited time, and the pastor and the Tyler prepared all of this to every attendant. That room was so filled, and some and the attendant couldn't enter, and they were eating such dishes, and even the soon the meeting will start. But I just told them, because and the people are invited when they come, and if they find out you are eating here in front of the meeting place in the gate, and they were disappointed. It's okay, because pastor prepared for you, but and because if you eat dishes here, you already know, and every attendant is within our group, but you don't expect, and the new people come, and their relatives come, and they don't believe. Because they don't believe, they do. Because if they believe, their behavior different, I know. So people get ready, perform the different behavior. But our church group, but it is sure, and our church group and believe the other comes. So it is a peculiar church, because we get ready because revival comes. We believe revival comes, so we are preparing. We equipped. Because with full preparation, if we have preparation, we say we believe. Because and at that time, and God showed number of soldiers, not a problem. If they believe, it's okay. Because if we believe, God sent. God absolutely with us. That works. Okay. When and verse 12, and when Gideon was called, when Gideon hid himself, and God told him, the angel appeared, the mighty warrior, the Lord is with you, and toward Gideon who was afraid, the Lord is with you, and the angel said, he didn't say, you are because you are strong, the Lord is with you, when I sent you, Lord is with you. Everyone, if Lord is with us and we don't need to fear, we are okay. Miracle will take place. And recently, and one youth dedicated himself to the Lord, and he started in the part-time job in Lawson, and we received the wrong information. He worked part-time in 7-Eleven. It's easy. With prayer, if he receives the job place God gave, I know we can expect God perform his work. Because and he came to Nagasaki after he became, he decided he dedicated himself to the Lord, he became a seminary student. So once God sent you, when we are sent from God and not knowledge in experience and clearly we feel God is working. So I express if we I explain easily when the Ruth Maeda sent to orphanage in Cambodia. And because before he came to our church group, and he worked in the Southern Baptist Church, and we as a secretary in the Pastor Dean in Isahaya, and also in her young ages, in the youth with the mission, he joined and he was sent to Philippines, and he attended the discipleship and the ministry, and just the leader asked them to ask God, which country and God make you have burdensome. That she prayed, and God told her Cambodia. At that time, Cambodia was a very awful country because of the Pol Pot government, and the people are killed, and people suffer from, and then she was so scared. And then, but leader said, just keep it in mind, don't share with the other one. And the moment she heard the leader's utterance, and she forgot. And absolutely she forgot completely later. She didn't just pretend she forgot. Then, at that time she was in Philippines, and after she moved to our church group, and she found we are making the orphanage and the kindergarten in Philippines, and she tried to join that ministry. But one day one vessel came from India, and at that time she was in charge of in the Nagayo district and ministry. Then and that vessel anywhere, and we asked her to open the meeting because I bring and a vessel from India. Then she opened, she gathered people, and she is Indian. We have a connection in the world, and he has many things to share, but he came to three times, and but three times, and he mentioned only about Cambodia. I don't know, at that time she was a translator. During the meetings, I brought him to the restaurant, but we had a dinner. But even the meal times, about Cambodia. He mentioned only Cambodia. It was unusual, but that one is God's utterance. But at that time, Maeda was on the same desk, same table, and she found, oh, God told me I sent you to Cambodia. Then, because, you know, in the Yusuga mission and training time, and she found the word Cambodia, but she forgot completely. But, you know, after having the same table with the Indian vessel, she found, she remembered the word Cambodia. Then after that, she came to me and she said, first, don't you think it is different? It is wrong, it is wrong, it is. Even if she didn't say anything, but then I said, what? Because, you know, when and that vessel from Indian vessel said in the Cambodia, I remember that long time ago, and God told me that Cambodia. So, and remember, don't you think it is wrong? It is wrong, and God will send me to Cambodia. And but just I remember that, and just, you know, soon our team's mission trip to Cambodia will be sent. So I just asked her, suggest her to join that team. She went, and at that she went with Pastor Taida, the leader. Love to eat, but that team and only, you know, they eat many restaurants. But and the pastor, Mr. Maeda, you know, they pray all the time and with fasting. Even members are eating in the restaurants because and she tried to decide which is in the God's word or not. Because and but that group went to killing the field. And it's a symbol of Cambodia. And on the way back, and the score, in the moment, and the score stopped, they watched. They saw the appearance of a big double rainbow, and she was assured, and she made her mind, oh, it surely comes from God, and going to Cambodia, and she shared with, you know, and elders, and then we sent her to Cambodia. You know that, and after she was sent to Cambodia, coup d'etat happened, and many foreign people are expelled, but she remained in Cambodia. Because and God sent her to Cambodia. She's a usual lady. I don't think she speaks English so well, but God sent her, and God's things are given to her. So that even that domestic coup d'etat, she could remain in the country. Even the after adopting children and taking care of children, found and one of them are HIV carrier, and then and God told her you might have a HIV carrier too, and but and later found no, but you know when God sent you and because God knows everything. And God, because God sent you, and God absolutely helped you, God is with you, you are okay. And so you need and your trust in the Lord. And, because you did this preparation, that preparation is enough. Because, but important thing is, because God tells you, it's enough. And also that this morning, and the presider and said and about the pray for the national wide praise contest because praise and groups are sent and by God. When God sent, God is with you. So key point is whether we believe or not. The psalm we try to do our effort is the problem because God knows. Because and 34,000 soldiers, if Gideon goes with those soldiers, and Gideon tried to rely on such soldiers, but and the number of soldiers decreased. Then only way they try rely on is God. So historically, and I never heard and people warm and with only 300 soldiers toward and 140 5,000 people because God sent him. So even our lives, and we face and time, and we enter and promised land from wilderness, but we fear, but we should not fear. Because if watching yourself, if you fear, it's correct, it's right, but nobody can be strong when we watch ourselves, because God sent him, mighty warrior. If you walk, if you fight with the strength you have, if God sent you, it's okay, because God is working. Because through that battle of faith, if we see that and God's glory, and the people around you come to you, because and the joy and the happiness come back. So, because God mentioned, no matter how we are powerless, we are weak, admitting that, and because God sent you, so we need to trust Him. So, important thing is to trust in the Lord, because our definition is God. Let me conclude. The family you are placed, and that place, if God leads, it's okay. If your place, if God sent you, it's okay. No matter how problem you face, but because the Bible says you have hardships and affliction in the world, don't be afraid. Because the, as long as God exists and who sent you, and if you try to do by your efforts, and your situation more worse. But if you rely on completely, if you obey God's utterance, God's work starts. God's victory starts and revealed. Keep it in mind. Time already come. Let me conclude. And I wanted to share the testimony more and about Pastor Nagato, because he had a gift to make people scold, get mad, and he had another gift. Because he had two gifts, and the people can't be pastors with those gifts, but he had those two pastors. But and God told him, and he will be a pastor, and people around him accepted, and even I was in charge of Christmas evangelistic meeting, and when we start in such an evangelistic meeting, the moment and that pastor started to score and fighting with others, and but once he started to get mad, and we tried to cool down him at that time. He's now a wonderful pastor. But, you know, his condition was that, because he knew his condition, but he was easy and getting mad so much, and angry, and he was clever. Also, he was good at and arrangement everything. That's his gift. Because, you know, he was good at the arrangement, so he blamed others. Because he believes in he was a good helper, but he didn't believe he'll be a pastor, because he can arrange anything, but he doesn't have any spiritual gifts or spirit, and he was not good in the spirit. But and God told him, you'll be pastor, and he accepted, and after he was sent as a pastor, and he changed. Because God's work we can see, because we should not try on, we should not focus on our past, and because and if people, if you remember, you are not suitable to be a pastor. That once and God says you'll be pastor, he step forward, and God works. So through him, many churches and planted now. So watching your defects, don't say you are dumb, because Gideon, he was so weak, he was least, and even same thing can say the FF, he was weak, that team was the weakest, the least, and God sent him, because, and I know, with their prayers in the all-night prayer meeting, and God answered, because it's a key point in the receiving God's word and God sent. So if you have, and no matter you have problems, hardships, and don't afraid, because God and perform the divine victory, and absolutely God prepares for you. Keep it in mind. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your scripture. And it's a very famous story of Gideon. And we, not just the knowledge in our lives, daily lives, as Gideon was, the place we are placed, and the job place and school and the families we are placed, and the place God sent, with assurance we could go forward with God. And if people face the new way God is leading, and don't focus on the past, and as God says, and knowing how you are not enough, you are lacking, and but through the faith, and God is working. If you God said, and you are okay because God sent you, and we could see the victory, and Gideon did, and with and 300 people, the great victory. We could see the same thing in our lives. He did us. Let me pray. With the transgression, God can answer. So shall I make the time to confess the repentance briefly? Lord said, what do you want me to do? Now, concretely, honestly, boldly, your supplication, your own thing, your family thing, your relatives one, the financial problem, human relationship problem, your job problem, and the school problem, anything cast before the Lord. God answer everything. The Heavenly Father, and our cry, and our shout, and our desire, please touch our problem, and the body, and please show the healing and the solution. Also the each and intercessor. In the name of Jesus, I order heart and body be healed. In the name of Jesus, I order heart and body be healed. Be healed. Be healed. So, skin disease, atopic skin disease, diarrhea, skin problem, and your own problem or your family member problem. In the name of Jesus, I order be healed. As Naaman was healed completely, and you receive the complete healing, make receive clean skin, be healed in the name of Jesus. And the bowel or liver, someone worry about cancer, and tumor, and pancreas, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Now, please touch heart, please touch bronchitis, please heal. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Some, and you try to step forward for new things, some, not just only one, the some. Clearly, it is God's will, you believe, but however, at the same time you have a fear, and you worry about if it works well, or if you can continue, and also the human problem, human relation problem, but did I not say, am I not sending you, and trusting me, said the Lord. Don't worry about it. Just pray in simple way. Give thanks to God. If you do in your heart, in your mind, all the time I give you my guidance and leading, answering. When you respond that leading and guidance, and you find you experience God's hand more strongly. Some of the trouble in the knee. You touch, thank you. Some feel the exhaustion in the name of Jesus. Exhaustion, and please give the clear time and refresh in the name of Jesus. Some say and you believe you made a mistake, you can't recover. But that took place when you don't know me, but now you know me, so everything will be solved. Give thanks and surrender into me, and let me deal in my hands. Let me work, everything work for your good. And remember, everything works for your good. Just when you surrender into my hands, let me solve. Let me make everything work for your good. When you do completely, and you find that God's leading, God's guidance, something and something touch you in your heart, just quickly and follow, faithfully follow, you find out God's truth. Thank you, Jesus. Your job place and some who are good, but to tell truth, really, that person had a problem behind that. Don't be deceived with that outstanding. Just pray. If when you pray, that person disturb you. And I know, find and soon you have a time and you talk with that person. God leading you. So if you ignore, you regret the strongly future. So thank you, Lord. We touch each and please perform your work greatly in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please stand up. Last benediction. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, love of Father God, the fellowship of His Spirit be with each one of you, all of you, now and forever and ever. Amen.